meeting is called to order. The date's December 18th, 2008, for a special meeting. Meeting called to order. Mr. Carter, would you lead us in the pledge?
Please rise. Put your hand over your heart and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have board consideration and adoption of the agenda.
I move for adoption of the agenda.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Roll call, please.
President Osnesio?
Here.
Vice President Winston?
Here.
Trustee Christensen is absent. Trustee Brick?
Here.
Trustee Bryson?
Here.
Trustee Maddox?
Here.
Trustee Palazzo?
Here.
At this time, we have about 43 blue cards, and Mr. Carter would care to make a statement.
Ladies and gentlemen, trustees, it is with a sense of regret and bewilderment I stand before this audience awaiting my fate in closed session, which almost assuredly spells my removal from this district. This is what we were supposed to do this afternoon. Under the guidance of the nationally recognized mediator, Dr. Harry Weinberg, we were going to establish protocol, procedure, roles and responsibilities of how we would perform as a team. This process is much needed and the sign of a district that is trying to work in harmony for the sake of children. This, of course, was irretrievably altered Monday morning when President Adonisio changed the agenda to include my evaluation, which is not due for 6 months, and, of course, dismissal, release, or discipline of the superintendent. For the past few weeks, even before the election, I regularly heard from very reliable sources that this newly seated group of trustees would have to remove me from my position, a role that I've grown to love in this superb school district. The obvious question is why? What have I done that is so egregious, so felonious in nature, that I have to be involuntarily dismissed, and above all, without any dialogue or discussion, without any opportunity to improve, and as a side note, the week before Christmas? Further, what have I done to deserve this demeaning treatment? Nothing comes to my mind. I asked this very question of Board President Adonisio yesterday when she gave me my 24-hour notice that the trustees may hear charges and complaints in closed session today. For the sake of keeping my own decorum, I will not share the responses provided. Suffice to say that I anxiously await the charges and complaints which I'm about to receive. Also of particular note, I discovered last night to my amazement that my firing was originally planned over the holidays when I would be on vacation. This can only be characterized as a cold, calculating, and unfeeling act. For the second time in a four-month period, these same agenda items have been put forward. It is, in fact, a ruse, an opportunity to ruin my reputation, to force me out of the district, and to bring in someone to run the district that has the same agenda, whatever that may be, as the new majority of trustees. Even if you do not vote me today as fired, you've made me a lame duck. You've mortally wounded the position of superintendent in this district. You've shown a clear contempt and disregard for the office, have violated civility and courtesies, and done so in a classless manner. My comments do not apply. My comments do not apply to every trustee on the board, just those who are determined to micromanage and usurp the authority of the office and ultimately preside over the ruining of this district as we know it today. I'm only the first to go. Administrators and other staff are also vulnerable. No matter what the vote is today, you have created a hostile work environment that no single administrator in this district or any other district can endure. The unbearable stress that you create in the daily course of our duties is unlawful, and I have repeatedly reminded Trustee Adonisio that these actions deteriorate working conditions and ruin morale for this entire 4,500-person district.
Really, this is not an entertainment venue. It's a business meeting. We're in recess. Thank you.
I have tried not to take this personally, but that is difficult. Here's why. I have formed strong bonds and friendships with many of the employees and community members of this school district. Not only do I have strong admiration for the administrators who I work to serve with, but also the support staff and especially those stellar teachers who are out there every day moving student achievement unlike anything I have ever witnessed in my 8.5 years as a superintendent. I have observed, admired, and even participated with them in countless hours of ACE time and collaboration. Their dedication will continue regardless of what happens to me today. They are that good. A superintendent must work in an atmosphere where he has freedom of thought and action, not constrained nor told what he can and cannot say in public, or constantly criticized for those most minor of issues. I handle dozens of issues daily, make decisions constantly, and need the support of a helpful and constructive team in order to meet the challenges we have in front of us. To the contrary, I am sad to say this support has been non-existent since June, and I have been subject to demeaning comments and behaviors at board meetings as well as in daily exchanges with some of these trustees. Your actions have undermined my authority and the ability to run this district. Dead man walking comes to mind. But this isn't about me, ladies and gentlemen. I knew it was highly political when I took the job, but this has grown to be ridiculous. I'm merely a pawn. I am merely a pawn that has to be removed. To those of you that have shown up this afternoon to support me, I apologize for my shortcomings, for my inability to harmonize this group of trustees into a cohesive unit that will support student achievement. The administrators present today will remember my caveat at our professional development retreat in August. It said, adult-centered issues will continue. Little did I know how prophetic these words would be and come back to haunt me. In an era of statewide, nationwide, worldwide economic crisis, these trustees have chosen to create yet another, a personnel management crisis. Finally, since you have chosen to discredit the position and me in the process to tarnish my reputation as well as my ability to pursue my passion to be a superintendent, I now respectfully request you honor my contract and other reasonable requests that I will make to minimize the damages that I will suffer. And also, I urge you to take control of your district and keep it number one academically large achieving school district in the state of California. Do the right thing for kids. The children these communities deserve. As for me, I depart with my integrity intact, with fond memories of our students, our teachers, our staff that represent our district every day in such a commendable fashion. You can question my integrity, you can challenge my integrity, but ladies and gentlemen of the board, you cannot take my integrity. My last few words, and this goes with that. You see, integrity is a character trait, and I will not surrender to these trustees or anyone else. To those of you who continue to focus and care for our children, I'll see you on the high ground. Merry Christmas.
Are the trustees prepared to return to closed session? One moment. It's a business meeting. Just one moment. The board, it is a business meeting. I understand your concern. The speech took us a little bit by surprise, and one moment, we have to keep an orderly room here, or it will have to be cleared in order for us to continue our business. We do not want to do that. Please keep it orderly and quiet so that each speaker can be heard. This is the first time and the only time I'll say this. We need to keep the room quiet and orderly in order to move these cards along, and each person has a chance to speak his or her mind. When it gets disorderly, due to the size of the crowd and the level of interest, we'll just have to clear the room. So please try to abide by that. The first speaker, Eileen Navarro, followed by Dr. Ron Lackey and Meredith Rittner.
My shoes.
Do we get 3 minutes or is it going to be 2 minutes? I just want to make sure.
3 minutes.
Thank you. Superintendent Carter, I am so sorry. My name is Eileen Navarro. I am not only a taxpayer living in Dana Point, I'm a classified employee who works at a school in San Juan, Kenosha Elementary, and I've always been proud to be part of Capistrano Unified School District as an employee. I cannot believe, shock, less than 24 hours you let us know about this meeting. Thank you, Jonathan. If it wasn't for him, I would not have known. all promised openness. I was more than willing to listen to you, to give you a chance. I didn't vote for you, but I was more than willing to give you a chance. Today was scheduled to be your training. We understood that at the last budget meeting. And what have you turned this into? It's a decision that you have made. Please reconsider the public, the teachers, and the children. What will this cost? What harm are you doing to us as school employees, as administrators? This is your chance to shine, to prove that you can start over, start a beginning, and work together as a membership and a unit. I am so disappointed. You seem to have started on the wrong path and let us all down. Please think carefully about what you're doing in closed session. A lot of you ran on, we're going to open things up, the prior board, all the things done in the back room. And here's what's happening in the back room today. Shock is still the same word that I just cannot get over. Distastefulness. We're supposed to work together, all of us together. We have different opinions, but work together for the students, the staff, the teachers, the administrators, and the wonderful superintendent that we are very lucky to have.
Yeah. Dr. Lackey, followed by Meredith Whitner.
And there's another one who wants to get back to school. Dr. Lackey, thank you.
Good morning, trustees. I'm a resident of Monarch Beach. I've been involved in education for 30 years as a certificated employee, both as a teacher and as an administrator. Quite frankly, I'm ashamed of the behavior of your people today. I have been in many districts throughout California, and I have never, ever, ever seen conduct like this. Now, let me back up. When Mr. Carter first came here, he will attest to the fact that I went out of my way to approach him, to integrate him into the community, to make him in contact with those people in the community with whom it would be essential that he make contact. He subsequently established a subcommittee where he had subcommittees where he had
This is the kind of
conduct that I'm talking about. If your students conducted themselves like this, I think you would not. As I was rudely interrupted. Anyway, as I was trying to say, that there was a point when I was speaking. The point I was trying to make was that I was trying to ask to have items placed on that agenda. And quite frankly, that was not possible. And what happened is, it reminded me of my ex-superintendent, Fleming. Now, I challenge any of you to duplicate. I spent $18,000 of my own money to try to remedy things here in the district by taking Mr. Fleming on in court. Now, I would ask any of you, have you ever spent any money other than just come in here and shout and holler? I'm frankly ashamed of you, and if I can do anything to help support these trustees out in the community, I'll do everything I can, because I'm ashamed of you teachers. I am very, very ashamed of you. Well, you can be parents, but your conduct is what speaks louder than being a parent. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Lackey. Meredith Whitner.
Yes.
Followed by Rhonda Whalen and Bobby Dalton.
I am one of those teachers of whom you are so ashamed. My name is Meredith Rittner, and I'm a teacher at Ladera Ranch Middle School. As a 14-year veteran of the Capistrano Unified School District, a CUSD Teacher of the Year, and an Orange County Teacher of the Year, I stand before you respectfully representing those colleagues who were not able to be here this afternoon because of the timing of this meeting, many of whom question the intentions of you, our new trustees. There seems to have been no openness, honesty, and integrity with regard to the presentation of this meeting, platform upon which you stood. People think I must be crazy to be a middle school teacher, and maybe I am. But the truth is, I prefer the antics of 13-year-olds to the pettiness of the behavior of this board and the political agenda within our community right now. Surely, we can all agree that our priority is to educate kids, and it is for that purpose alone that we are all in this room. Like my colleagues, I value Superintendent Carter's leadership in our district. He is the only superintendent who has ever sat in on one of my English department meetings, and when he learned that an issue with our school server was preventing us from utilizing our reading program, he took immediate action. I had a phone call from our district's technology department the next day, and the problem was resolved by the end of the week. In addition, I am proud to say that our school's API score leapt by 52 points. Words cannot express the impact Superintendent Carter had upon our staff when he came to acknowledge our growth as a school. I've never been so roundly thanked. He made me feel as though my efforts in the classroom were recognized and valued. And Superintendent Carter, life is busy. I had many items on my to-do list this afternoon, as I'm sure other people in this room did, but there is no place I would rather be than standing before you now, telling you how very thankful I am for the leadership that you have provided our district. Our CUSD teachers have accomplished great things because of the leadership of Superintendent Carter. He has been willing to serve in a time of turmoil and has given us hope, kept up morale, and most importantly, he has provided the necessary instructional leadership to keep CUSD the top-ranked large district in the state. Applause. They say it takes miles of planning to change the course of a ship in motion. In just 15 months of leadership, Superintendent Carter has made significant progress in setting a positive course for our district. We owe it to him to give him the time he was allotted in his contract at minimum. A new superintendent at this time would significantly impact the morale of our teachers and ultimately student learning. Trustees, I ask you to please remember that your job is to represent all of the stakeholders in the Capistrano Unified School District, including the teachers, those directly responsible for implementing the goals of the district. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Rhonda Whalen, Bobby Dalton, and Ken Jensen.
My name is Rhonda Whalen. I'm president of the Classified Employees Union of CUSD. I'm also a taxpayer and a citizen in this community. My own children attended CUSD schools, so I have a big stake in this district, and I'm a 17-year employee in this district. This is not acceptable. Notifying people 24 hours in advance of a meeting when it's in the middle of the day, a work day, when parents are involved in activities with their kids at their schools, it's not acceptable, especially when you ran on a platform that said openness, honesty, and integrity. And transparency. The only transparency I saw about this meeting was the fact that you were trying to make it fly under the radar. This is not a fiscally responsible thing that you're doing here. Either way, it's going to cost the district money, whether you buy out Mr. Carter's contract or whether you fire him and he brings a lawsuit against us. It's not fiscally responsible. You all promised fiscal responsibility. I watched over 100 people in my bargaining unit go out the door last year on layoff. Do you think that I want to waste more money around here? No. It's not good for kids. It's not good for the employees. And the other thing is, we've had way too much turmoil in this district. District. Over 3 years, we've had many superintendents, many board elections, and it's time to stop. It's time to let Carter do the leadership. It's time to let people do what they do best. It's time for you guys to decide that you are going to be trustees. Again, I'm going to remind you that the voters voted you in as trustees because they entrusted you to make the correct decisions for the public. And I'm hoping that you will do that and not support the private agendas of your supporters and your contributors and whoever else. Mr. Winston, I don't appreciate the fact that you do not pay attention when people are addressing the board. You did not pay attention to Mr. Carter. You're not paying attention to me now. And I hope there's some more honesty because I hear about the lies that are going on in your group. And I hope that people that know about those lies that are on your board will expose them publicly, too. Thank you.
Bobby Dalton, Ken Jensen, followed by Maxine Markley.
Madam President, Board of Trustees, Mr. Carter, I stand before you as a grandparent of a child in the school district, two children who graduated from the school district, and as a 13-year employee. The majority of this Board of Trustees ran during the last election on some key factors that Mr. Carter has encompassed since day one arriving in this district: transparency, integrity, and those type of things. He is a true leader of people, whether it be the adults in this district, the children, the employees, and you have failed to follow his leadership in getting us out of a quagmire.
Please hold the applause. We do have so many cards. We understand your sentiments, really, but we want
Mr. Carter,
to be able to be well heard. Thank you.
Mr. Carter has led us in ways that many of you could not ever reach, but as a student, you have failed the opportunity to follow his great traits he has as a leader. We, as employees, parents, and grandparents of this district, are tired and fed up with the bickering. These wounds got to be healed, and he's the person to lead us out of this hospital affair we're in. He has those things that we need. We can't afford to lose this man financially or through his leadership traits. We cannot afford to lay off more employees so we can pay him on a buyout or through a lawsuit. We're going to end up paying two individuals to do one job without him having the benefit of doing any work at all for us, with no guarantee that your hiring of a replacement has anywhere close to the traits and qualities of leadership this man has. In my 13 years as an employee, I've never seen a superintendent come to the sites and work with teachers during collaboration days. This man has done that. He's out there. His little troopers, and I'm talking about our students, will benefit for his short tenure. But we have an opportunity today to let him take those troopers all the way through 12 years of education instead of a one-year visit. I plead with you, please reconsider his termination and keep this man as a true leader for us. Us, CUSD. That's not the Board of Trustees, it's not the parents, it's not the employees, and not the students. We are one team, and I'm afraid we only have one part of that team controlling everything now. Please reconsider him. Thank you.
Mr. Jensen, followed by Maxine Markley and Jim Siegler.
Good afternoon, Madam President, board members, Superintendent Carter. If I could say shame on you over and over for the next 3 minutes and be able to do it, I would. I had something prepared up here that was a compromise to bring forward when I heard about this, and I don't think you're listening to compromise. I have found Superintendent Carter to be sincere and thoughtful and understanding. I believe he is a steadying influence in this district and is a leader that we can trust and respect. And I believe that he'll give that trust and respect back to you if you give it to him in turn. I believe that Mr. Carter is not motivated by spite or by malice or by malfeasance, and that anybody can show evidence here for that. I'd like to see it. I don't think the man has a single vice, except, of course, for possum chili. I would like to ask the board to reconsider this decision. Really. Come on. An evaluation. Hi. You know what, Woodrow? We'd really like you to prove on this. We'd like you to prove a little bit on that. And you're fired. Reprehensible. Heinous. Cowardly. You know, I had another one set up for rights and responsibilities, your roles and responsibilities. I know your responsibility. You have a responsibility to be judicious, not judgmental. You have a responsibility to be understanding, to be concerned. What's he done? What have any of us done except come here every day and done what we can do to get the job done? You're entitled to a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. I don't see anybody not giving it up for you. You're entitled to have respect and honor and everything that goes with the board member, but you've got to earn it. And you can't do it like this. Was there any reason that this had to be conducted in such a way? What could have possibly been in your minds that you would have thought, hey, you know what, let's get together and see if we can just make this happen? If you're unhappy with them, let them know you're unhappy with them. If you want to do an evaluation, I've got the board notes right here. It says it's supposed to be done in the summertime. Little snow on Saddleback here in July. You know what? I don't appreciate it. We had things to do today. We had work to do today. Right? We don't need this. Do you understand that some of us go into our children's rooms at night in the middle of the night and just look at them because we wonder if we're going to have a job next month? How dare you? How dare you? We do not need this. We do not appreciate this. We don't believe that you're being fair and honest and upright, irregardless of your platform. I don't care what you got elected on. I sincerely don't. I want to see human beings. If you treat this man this way, how will you treat somebody else who might not have this type of fandom, if you will? Please, reconsider.
Thank you, Mr. Benson. Maxine Markley, Jim Siegler, Marilyn Amato.
Good afternoon. My name is Maxine Markley. I am a full-time teacher that has worked for 38 years, 35 in Capistrano Unified. I plan to retire this coming January 1st. As a special education itinerant teacher, I felt it worthwhile to adjust my schedule so that I could come here today to speak to all of you. I am speaking today from my passion, not only as an educator, but as a member of this community. My husband is also a retired teacher from Capistrano Unified. Our son was a graduate from San Clemente High School. He just returned from his first tour of duty in Iraq, serving in the United States Navy. Thank you. My concern to you today is to ask, why now? Why, when you ran on a platform of bringing unity, on a platform of stopping divisiveness in this district, why now would you want to undo all the obvious good that Superintendent Carter has done for our district and brought to our district? Why now? It makes me have to question, was there another agenda? Was your premise of we are going to bring transparency true, or was there another plan? I do not understand. We have a man who speaks of his integrity, but who has proven it over and over. An ex-military officer who is so highly qualified for this position, I need to ask you and question and ask you to address that. Why now? My next question is, who is to be his replacement. I know Superintendent Carter went through numerous interviews with teachers, with parents, with members of our community. And his qualifications came through in that way. I am questioning, I guess, what is the process that you are going to go through to replace a man, again, that is so highly qualified? Superintendent Carter, you spoke of the love that you have come to have for this district. And as an itinerant going around to all of our elementary schools, speaking to so many teachers, working with so many administrators and staff and employees of the district here today, I would say that we have also come to love you. You also mentioned your regret at not being able to bring harmony to the trustees here today. And I would say to you, look around this room, listen to the people that are speaking today, Superintendent Carter, and know that you may regret that you are not able to bring harmony to these few trustees. But look at the harmony that you have brought into our district. Thank you. I'm grateful to have worked with you.
Jim Siegler, followed by Marilyn Amato, and Terry Morelli.
Madam President, members of the board, Commander Carter. I've lived in San Clemente for 24 years. My two sons went to CUSD schools. My wife has worked for the district for 12 years, and I proudly served for 23 years as an administrator in CUSD. And I also served 7 years in the Army National Guard. So that's where the commander comes from, Carter. I was here last year before I retired in August, and we were an army without a leader. We were troops cast upon a battleground, and we needed someone. And you provided that leadership to the point where the past board took the interim off superintendent and made you superintendent of our school district. And we were thankful for that. We had experienced the cut and run of the previously hired superintendent. There is no cut and run, Commander. Thank you. We appreciate it. When I trained at Fort Jackson, my training company was A-10-2. Our battery, actually our company motto, as you know the chant goes, A-10-2, second to none, first to fight, last to run. Put CUSD into that chant. That's what you've given to us, Carter. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. Last year, when I was principal at Vista Del Mar Middle School, a California Distinguished School, I had no visitors to the classroom from any board members throughout the course of the year. Commander Carter came and spent 2 hours with my teachers, with my students, with my staff, not with me in my office, in the classroom, walking up and asking students what they were learning and how they were learning it, asking teachers what they were teaching and observing how they were teaching it. To that, I will be eternally grateful. Commander Carter, also last year, as you know, and most of the people here, my friends and parents don't know, I was president-elect of Capistrano Unified Management Association, a title I relinquished in order to retire in August. And our relationship was not always on the best of grounds. We sat behind closed doors, and you had to make some hard decisions, some things that I didn't necessarily agree with. But I always respected the fact that you made those decisions, and you always explained why those decisions were made. So, board, I recommend that you serve your constituency and that you don't serve two or three people sitting in board meetings in other groups in our community. Serve our children, serve our constituency. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Siegler. Marilyn Amato, followed by Terry Morelli and Kim Anderson.
Superintendent Carter, President Adonisio, trustees. I have some time this morning writing something that I wanted to, many accolades to our superintendent, but he is getting many today, and therefore I'd like to address my comments to the board. I really don't understand exactly what your agenda is, why most of you decided to run for the Board of Trustees, but so far I have been very disappointed in your actions, and I'm afraid that children may not be your priority. What draws me to this conclusion? It is simply your behavior. Maybe you are unaware that parents are watching, that we need to have faith and respect in the people making choices for our children's education. May I give a few examples? One board member was observed coming to meetings with his packet sealed, only to be given a yellow pad of paper by a person with questions to be asked at that meeting. Another actually voted on an item, only to say after the vote that she didn't understand what she was voting on. Two of you were found in Mr. Carter's office when he was out of town and the district office was closed. Many of you take meeting time to ask staff questions for information that you could have received ahead of time by just picking up the phone. You need to come to meetings prepared, not just shoot from the hip when you get here. You accuse the old trustees of breaking the Brown Act, yet in your own short tenure, you have broken it and only refusing to accept it and admit it. A closed session meeting was held which brought in an outside attorney, and the mandated recording was somehow turned off. How can that be? One of the most important allegations you made against the old trustees was that they followed Dr. Fleming without acting more independently. Yet you are not only doing the same thing, but you are taking advice from a person who has no education background in education. I have personally witnessed this person giving hand signals and even texting some of you during board meetings. This district is being carefully watched throughout the state, and it is well known what this board is trying to do. I have been personally told by more than one superintendent that no superintendent in the state of California would even consider taking a job if Mr. Carter is terminated. When you can't find a qualified candidate, what is your plan to hire? Are you planning to hire one of the recall leaders that helped get you into this job? Someone who has no background in education? Someone who has brought several lawsuits against our district and headed up a recall costing hundreds of thousands of dollars during a time of a budget crisis? Is your purpose to destroy this school district and to create a new one from scratch so you will have put the new one in the coffin? Do not underestimate our parents in this community. Your election to these positions have been a result of a large financial backing, but should the children of the school district suffer under your direction, the parents will rise up and they will be heard.
I beg you to please
reconsider your actions. Make wise decisions. Become a board with an honor and respect. We need Mr. Carter more than ever at this time. Most of you have no children in the district, and the decisions you make, you have not been here long enough to make a decision that is of this magnitude. Mr. Carter has proven himself to be a wise leader, and we need someone like him to guide this district through the rough times ahead. Doesn't this community deserve to know why you are taking this action at this time? This decision you are making today, is it truly in the best interest of our children? Thank you.
Terry Morelli, followed by Kim Anderson and Julie Redmond.
Madam Adonzio and Mr. Carter, my name is Terry Morelli, and as you all know, I'm a proud supporter of the recall. I stood next to you and I collected thousands and thousands of signatures from a lot of people that support you, and we know why you're here. We know you're here to support the children. Don't laugh. I didn't see any of you, okay, here commenting or asking questions to Fleming. I didn't see any of you talking to the parents, and a lot of you haven't talked to the parents, okay?
Come on, man. Address the board.
You know what? It's pointless. Okay, you've been lied to, and if you want to believe the lies, that's fine. This board will prove themselves, and we support you.
Thank you, Ms. Morelli. Ms. Anderson, followed by Julie Redmond, Ms. Redmond, and Jenny Fries.
President Almizio, trustees, Superintendent Carter. My name is Kim Anderson. I'm a parent of three children who go to our CUSD schools. We understand that you are considering firing Superintendent Carter. I emailed most of you last night, and I thank those who responded to me. I appreciated getting those responses. But based on my emails last night, you do know how vehemently I oppose any consideration of firing Superintendent Carter. And you know the reasons why. He is a strong, capable, and visionary leader whose clear focus never deviates from doing what's best for children. We love this man. He is a wonderful man. He's an incredible leader. Our world, nation, and state are in financial turmoil. We know that CUSD is also facing extremely challenging budget times ahead. We need to maintain stability to the greatest extent possible, and that would include keeping our same superintendent, who is already doing a phenomenal job for us. I want you to please understand that I want to be able to support you all and believe in you all, and that you are making decisions based on what is in the best interest of our children. There is one criteria, and one criteria alone, that you need to be using when you make every single decision. Is this in the best interest of the children? If the answer is no, then do not please go down that path. That is not good for our children or for our district. I have to trust that when you go into closed session this afternoon and you ask yourself that question, that you will come up with the answer that no, look at this room. How can this many people be wrong? And when you say to yourselves, is it in the best interest of the children and our district to fire Superintendent Carter, the answer to that question has to be no. I further realize, in light of what has happened today, that this will be very hard for all of you sitting up there to move beyond. However, you have to do that. I urge you to let bygones be bygones. Decide to keep the superintendent on, believe in him the way we do, have faith in him the way we do, and let us have faith in you to make the right decision and always be thinking about the 52,000 students of Capistrano Unified. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Anderson. Julie Redmond, followed by Jenny Fries and Julie Heidel.
Good afternoon, Mr. Carter and trustees. My name is Julie Redmond, and I'm a parent of a student here in CUSD. When I received the word yesterday that there was going to be a board meeting, I knew that this was going to happen, but I didn't know about the two additional items, and I rearranged my schedule, had someone pick up my son so I could be here so you could hear my thoughts. First of all, Mr. Carter, thank you for everything you've done. He has had to make some really difficult decisions, and you've agreed with them and voted on them. Some decisions should have been made a long time ago. Some decisions that were made a long time ago weren't good ones. It's over. It's done. We need to move on. He has made it a point to visit our campuses, meet our administrators, meet our staff, meet our teachers, and most importantly, meet our students. I have a question. Why are these two items being discussed at this time? Three of you who are currently sitting on this board were here when Mr. Carter was hired. What has happened in that time to make you change your minds that he is no longer fit for this position? The four remaining of you have just been sworn into these positions a mere 18 days ago. I don't see how you could have made up your mind that quickly. Our school district, as well as the state of California, is experiencing the worst budget crisis in its history. For those of you who know me, my background is in finance and in accounting. Changing our leadership at this time, when Mr. Carter has done nothing wrong, and if he has, be transparent and tell us. It's irresponsible and expensive. Our school district now has administrators and financial officers who know what they are doing. The one thing that you as a board must keep in mind is is that school districts are highly regulated institutions. These rules are for everything that is done, and you now have the personnel in place to make sure it's done right. They know what the rules are and are willing to work with you because most of you don't have, or any of you don't have, a lot of educational experience to teach you how the process works. We need to also learn from municipalities that have gone before us and who have had financial difficulties. For example, I worked for Orange County in 1994 when the county went bankrupt, and I know all of you remember that. When the Board of Supervisors decided to bring someone in from the outside who had banking experience to bring the county out of bankruptcy, he had no idea how the governmental machine worked. And what happened? Nothing. They finally promoted from within, brought someone to the table who knew government and knew finance and knew how to bring the county out of bankruptcy. If they had made that decision at that time, the schools would have gotten their money sooner. And another example is the state of California. We have a governor who doesn't have governmental experience, and look at the mess we're in. Mr. Carter has years of experience in running school districts. He has done a great job. He's now put administrators into place who can do their job, and we want to thank him for doing that. Just a moment, I'm almost done. The most important thing is he's put our children first, and I would like to remind you, that's who you work for.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Edmund. Jenny Fries, followed by Judy Heidel and Corey Rowe.
Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Freese. I live here in town. I have four children in CUSD schools right now, and another one just a year or two away. It seems to me our district is facing a crisis right now on two different fronts. First, we have the massive budget cuts which are looming over our heads. The news here is dismal and seems to be getting worse by the day. Second, this board can't seem to focus on what's really important right now. That is, giving our kids the best education possible in the face of these budget cuts. Instead, you're zeroing in on our superintendent and his performance. I believe that Superintendent Carter's performance has been top-notch, the best that we could hope for in these trying times. I also believe that most parents and teachers in CUSD would agree with me on this. I'm sure that a lot more of them would be here today if they could. Unfortunately, this board decided to discuss this important matter at a very inconvenient time. 1 o'clock, a time when teachers are teaching and parents are working. I simply do not understand that. Seems very underhanded to me. This is absolutely not the right time to be doing anything like this. After this past election, I was hoping that this board just might stay true to their words, promising their openness and honesty. That obviously hasn't happened here. Thank you.
Julie Heidel, followed by Corey Rowe and Dagmar Foy.
Good afternoon, Superintendent Carter and President Adenito, trustees, parents, students, teachers. Oh, no teachers, no parents, students, sorry. Superintendent Carter, thank you very much for your service to our district. I know you don't know me. My name is Judy Heidel. I have two students in CUSD. One is at Benedict Elementary, and I have seen you there numerous times if you have not seen me, and I have a middle school student as well. In the spirit of the season, 'twas the day before winter, and all through the schools, the children were eager but obeying the rules. The holiday cheer hung like candy in air as voices of children rang loud and clear. The children were joyous as the holiday loomed. They had no idea that their district was doomed. The parents and teachers thought they had a new start. But lo and behold, things were falling apart. Why, down in the district, right off the 5, the trustees had planned a holiday surprise. Now,
Ellen, now Larry, now Anna and Sue, now Jack and Mike and Ken, you join us too. No one is looking. It's a school day, you know. At this time of year, there must be a show. The parents are busy, the teachers at school. Let's do it now, when nobody's fool. We've been yearning to ship Carter away. Let's do it right now. Let's do it today. We'll just shut the door. We've done it before. Behind the closed door, we can even the score. Privacy laws make our actions right. We can't say a word. Our lips are sealed tight. He served a full year. That must make it fair. So what if the parents support him and care? We'll be rid of this man in the wink of an eye, and then we'll be able to choose our own guy. They sprang into action and sent out the letter. The shorter the notice, that much the better. Now sit here, the parents. Their confusion is clear. Please, can you tell me, why am I here?
To Ms. Rowe, Corey Rowe, Dagmar Foy, Kathy Godleski.
Okay, that's a really tough act to follow. And I actually invited her here. Okay, first of all, good afternoon to all of you. I am a concerned parent from Truman Benedict Elementary. I had a whole speech that I was going to give, and I kind of tossed it aside listening to everyone here. Because I started to remember when I first, my children were young. I have a second grader and a fourth grader. And when I first got involved with the campus and with school life, it was during the transition where Fleming was leaving. And I thought, wow, do I really want to even be doing this? Do I want to be involved, or do I just want to stand back and hide my head in the sand? But I decided to go ahead and to be involved. And I remember the first day that Superintendent Carter came to our campus. And I thought, you know, looking at the teachers, looking at the parents, looking at the people that had gone through all of these horrendous traumas earlier, he seemed to be a beacon of hope, someone who had integrity, someone who was honest, someone who quite often said, my handshake is my word. And people believe that. The parents rallied behind him. Different organizations have rallied behind him. My children think he is the greatest thing on earth. And so all of that being said, I started to think, well, as a well-informed, active, concerned parent, I'm incredibly confused right now. Why are we doing this? What is there that this man has done that we aren't aware of that would cause this? I also started to think, you know, I don't want to believe in rumors, but they do exist, and some of the things that parents have been discussing is that this board would like to choose their own man. They want to choose someone that agrees with them, that will do what they want done. As someone who came from a business background, I find that very scary for a successful organization. Successful organizations want to have people who dissent. They want to have people who bring a different thought process and a different perspective to build an incredibly successful organization. I need you as the board of trustees to build an incredibly successful organization for my children. And I don't think that can be accomplished by dismissing a man who has not had a thorough evaluation that any of us can tell, and appointing someone that is handpicked that will agree to do what you want them to do. I desperately need you to be trustees for my children, for the children of this district. And I beg you to please reconsider and build a successful organization by allowing dissenting voices and by integrating them into your decisions. Thank you.
Malfoy, followed by Kathy Godleski and Lisa Sharman.
Hi, my name is Dagmar Foy, and I'm a resident of San Clemente, and I have two boys that go to CUSD schools. First, wanted to thank Superintendent Carter for the wonderful job that he has done so far. I met him about a year ago when I was volunteering at my son's school, and I could see the principal walking by with him, and I kind of ducked out of the way because I'm just one parent of one of the 51,000 students. And so I wanted to stay out of their way because they were obviously doing important business, and he stuck his hand out and introduced him and made me feel so important as a parent. So wanted to thank you. As I was trying to think of what to say today, I realized that what I wanted to say is actually in the welcome to a meeting of the Board of Trustees that everybody can pick up in the back. And when I was reading about the Board of Trustees, let me read straight from it. It says, the Board of Trustees is the policy-making body for the school district. It is charged with providing a quality education program for students in grades K through 12 in accordance with the California Constitution, the laws of the state, the adopted board policies, and the desires of the community. And as I sit here with all of these people, I would just like to say one thing. This is your community, and I'd like to hear what their desires are right now in favor of Mr. Carter.
Kathy Godleski, Lisa Sharman, and Margie Tinsley.
Good afternoon. My name is Kathy Godleski. I'm a parent with two children at Concordia Elementary in this fine school district. I was alerted of this meeting at noon yesterday, and my first thought was, here we go again. Why am I thinking that? Why is this not a surprise? I would like to echo the statements made, many of them today, in favor and support and love of this man, Superintendent Carter, and everything he has done for this district. I have met him on several occasions. I, like my friend Corey, am just a concerned parent in this school district, and he has taken on more than three accounts time out to discuss with me education of my children, my school, visited Concordia on two occasions that I know of, and I have watched him address my PTA council and the larger community during the budget crises from last year. What I feel when I see him presenting is calm, confidence, and very assured that he can lead this district in the right direction. I would like to be surprised this afternoon when I go home, when you emerge from closed session, I'd like to be surprised that you do not fire him today.
Ms. Sharman, oh, I'm sorry,
I haven't finished, almost. Please remember that you are seven votes, six seated here today. Trustee Bryson, Trustee Maddox, President Adedizio, Trustee Winston, Trustee Brick, Trustee Palazzo, you are six individual votes. Please keep that in mind. Leave your separate agenda, wherever that belongs. Vote your conscience and do support this fine superintendent. Thank you.
Lisa Sharman, followed by Margie Tinsley and Wyatt McLean.
Good afternoon, trustees. My name is Lisa Sharman, and I'm the parent of three children attending schools in our district. I felt compelled to speak today on the possible termination of Mr. Carter. It would be a huge mistake. While CUSD's past is troubled, our future is looking brighter. When Mr. Carter was hired to be the superintendent last year, he began a slow and steady course not only to heal CUSD, but more importantly, to continue to ensure that the students in this district receive an excellent education. During his tenure, morale has improved amongst staff at all levels, parents are treated with respect and their opinions encouraged, and our children feel that they are valued and know who their their superintendent is. Mr. Carter makes a point to attend important student events, not only during school hours, but after hours as well. Our children are placed above all, and their education continues to be of utmost importance. Mr. Carter is the epitome of honesty, integrity, and character, important qualities in a leader and role model for our children. During the budget crisis last year, Mr. Carter conducted a series of workshops where he sought parent input and parent and community input. The result? We avoided increasing class sizes and in the process saved the jobs of hundreds of teachers. Many other districts were not as fortunate. And let's not forget that our district-wide API score increased 12 points. We are moving forward. I truly hope I am speaking today about an agenda item that is not as it seems. However, you need to know how valued Mr. Carter is. Losing him would be devastating to our district. Remember, our children are the reason we are here, and our children need Superintendent Carter. Thank you.
Margie Tinsley, followed by Wyatt McLean and Greg Sykes.
Good afternoon, trustees.
Good afternoon.
Superintendent Carter. I'm Margie Tinsley. I live in Ladera Ranch. I have a graduate from CUSD and a student, a sophomore in high school currently. I came today in support of Superintendent Carter. I wrote a lot, and so much has already been covered by the people here today. I do want to say that I'm deeply saddened to hear what's being discussed here today. I had come in hopes that this wasn't a done deal, and I still hope it's not. I hope that you will consider everything that everyone has said here today in making your decision during this closed session. Mr. Carter's leadership has been key in getting us through our current and our ongoing public education budget crisis, and I so very much appreciate all of the time that you've taken to listen to the parents and the students and all the families in our community. You've always had an open door and an open email, and we very much appreciate that. Superintendent Carter has earned the respect of not only all of the constituents here in CUSD, but also from those in other districts. With him, they've looked upon our district to help them make decisions that affect their own. And I think that's very important, that he is the positive face for us. He is a forthright, pragmatic, sincere man of integrity, and he is not only an efficient but also an effective leader. He chooses to do things right, but he also chooses to do the right things. Again, I hope that you make the decision to retain Mr. Carter. We so very much need him. And I will close as a Marine Corps military brat. My father might have a few choice acronyms to describe the timing of this meeting.
Wyatt McLean, followed by Greg Sykes and Fran Sadeo.
Madam President, board members, Superintendent Carter, the position of superintendent is very important. It's critical. Mr. Carter served in Oakland, California, in a difficult circumstance, very hard situation. He served in the military. Training and experience is critical. That doesn't happen by accident. Mr. Carter has also reached out to the communities, the multitude of communities that we served, to the classified staff, the teachers, the parents, and he's been out there doing the work. I've been at the town hall meetings. That doesn't happen by accident either. You go out, you get the work done, you get the feedback, and then you act on it. He's done an extraordinary job on that. And I would request that the board, in your process, weigh whether you're trying to take this man's job just because you can, or that you have some rationale for it. And I would suggest you make it a fair and open open process. And if an entity such as a school board takes an action because they feel they can and they're going to take unilateral action, that's not a way to move forward. And I think it also speaks, as some of the other folks have spoken to today, to security and stability in your district. People go to work, your children go to school, they want to be reasonably secure and stable. We're proud to represent the classified staff, your campus supervisors, food service workers. They go and they put their lives into what they do. And we need security and stability here. And with turnover and folks losing their jobs, especially someone like Mr. Carter, that's not a way to move forward. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Greg Sykes, followed by Fran Zadeo and Kathy Patton.
Members of the board, Superintendent Carter. My name is Greg Sykes, long-term San Juan Capistrano resident. This afternoon, I plan to share a couple observations that lead me to believe you currently have one of the best school superintendents available in the field of education. For background, I've had the privilege of working for what's considered to be one of the top five managed corporations in the United States. We have held that reputation for many years because our leaders possess honesty, integrity, great communication skills, and a vision for the future. In my opinion, Superintendent Carter exceeds expectations in all these areas. In addition, my corporate experience is a benchmark in raising two children K through high school at CUSD. I have been fortunate to have many district employees as friends. I also interact on a regular basis with several of these teachers, principals, and custodians during community service work. I have often heard these types of comments during light conversation in referring to Superintendent Carter. Great communication between the district staff and principals, all the way down to teachers and other support teams. He listens well, inclusive. He has been and visited every single campus in the district. He has a vision of where we need to go. He faces tough issues and considers all needs. He has a positive attitude. He has a high level of honesty and integrity. And he is interested in what's best for kids. I know a lot of district employees work 50 to 60 hours a week, making sure a quality education is delivered to the students. A lot of this overtime is provided because they know the vision, feel they are part of the plan, and they want to deliver. I was thinking this morning that I have seen four superintendents lead CUSD. This positive can-do attitude is stronger today with all the uncertainty in our lives than I've ever seen before under any of the prior leadership. When you have this positive attitude through the majority of the organization, it has a lot to do with who you have at the top. This type of attitude comes from Superintendent Carter's strong management skills. I believe Superintendent Carter deserves and exceeds expectations or an outstanding rating for delivering on the plan to provide a quality education to your students. Another item I've read about is the superintendent's compensation. In this case, I think we're getting what we're paying for. I believe a lot of overtime work by school staff is done at no cost to the district because they want to share the leadership and the vision to succeed. What would that all add up to? Sometimes quality requires a bit of a premium. As an example, my first choice for a brain surgeon would probably not be the cheapest doctor. Superintendent Carter has been a strong bridge to transition the district over some rough water. I'm fairly sure this effort has not been easy, and I think has a high value to everyone involved here. Please keep these observations and recommendations in mind as you chart your plan for the district's future. Thank you for the opportunity to discuss this with you.
Thank you. Fran Zadeo, followed by Kathy Patton and Trish McCauley.
Good afternoon. My name is Fran Zadeo. My two children are graduates of CUSD, one from Capistrano Valley High School and the other from Tesoro High School. I, like Superintendent Carter, care deeply about the education of our children and our communities, and I continue to be involved in efforts to ensure that our public schools offer quality education to all children. One of the first times I heard Mr. Carter speak to a parent group, he talked about all of the amazing resources that we Californians so proud proudly worked to protect. He then stated that he believed the most valuable of all of our natural resources in this state is our children. They are the future stewards of our national resources and of our businesses, healthcare, and education systems, and of course, of all of us. It has been this deep and heartfelt appreciation of our children and their potential that has guided Mr. Carter in his tenure as our superintendent. He has exemplified this over and over again through his frequent visits to our school campuses, attendance at school programs and activities, interaction with parents and community groups, and mostly in his mantra of keeping cuts as far away from the classroom as possible. Throughout the past year of unprecedented and increasing financial burdens and political distractions, he has never lost sight of this commitment to providing a quality education to the children of our district and to making our schools a good place for teachers and staff to work. He has been looking forward from day one, always seeking ways to improve opportunities for our children. Mr. Carter has also reached out to parents and members of our communities through his town hall meetings and coffees. He has visited our legislators here and in Sacramento. He has been open, accessible, and a respected leader in our community. I had the opportunity to sit at a dinner with Mr. Ron Bennett, who is the CEO of School Services in California. Mr. Bennett has worked with many school leaders throughout the state for many years. He assured me that Capistrano Unified was very fortunate to have one of the best at the top of our team. Capistrano Unified is well known in this state for many reasons. We want to be well known because our students, teachers, staff, and schools are recognized by local, state, and national organizations as the very best. This district needs the stability of Mr. Carter's strength of character, his experience, and outstanding leadership abilities to guide us during this tumultuous financial crisis and the difficult times ahead. I urge you all to consider Mr. Carter's contributions to the school district and to allow him the opportunity to continue to lead us and to manage the enormous challenges we face. Thank you.
Kathy Patton, followed by Trish McCauley and Zachary Bible.
Good afternoon. My name is Kathy Patton. I have two kids at Arroyo Vista, K-8. We've been in the district for about 10 years now. And a couple things came to mind when I heard about today's meeting. First of all, with the new trustees, I thought, what's going on? What's the hidden agenda? Who's controlling this? Who's really pulling the strings? I'm a true believer in that most people are pretty good down and deep in their heart. I really want to believe that of this board. You were all backed, or most of you at least, were backed by the recall committee, many of which live in our community of Arroyo Vista, and we've been subject to a lot of their rhetoric throughout the years, especially when Arroyo Vista was being converted to a K-8. I want you all to know and to think independently. I hope that you really dig down deep, find the facts. Don't base your judgments on what you're being told by the leaders of the recall committee. They are magnificent for taking facts and manipulating them any way they want. Finding the outcome. I think that, again, if you think about breaking away from the recall committee, because, again, consequences, what's going to happen to this district now? Who's going to take the leadership? Rumor has it, Tom Russell, head of the recall committee. You guys are crazy if you think that putting him in charge of a district like this is going to help anybody. You guys would definitely be looked at as being puppets in control of the recall committee. Again, I truly believe that you're good people. You ran for the election by really hopefully caring about this district. I don't know that all of you have children in this district, but I think that you care about what happens. I hope that you care about what happens. You've heard today all the good things about Mr. Carter, all the changes in the right direction that he's made, all the steps for the future. The past of this district has been so crazy and so much turmoil that it truly is time to move on. And I, as a parent and a member of this community, believe that Mr. Carter has shown that he is very capable of taking this district and moving forward with it. And I hope that you consider that when you're considering your decisions in closed session. Thank you.
Thank you. Trish McCauley, followed by Zachary Fiber and Kim Lefner.
Good afternoon, Superintendent Carter and trustees. My name is Trish McCauley, and I am extremely irritated that instead of volunteering in the classroom, which is where I belong on Thursdays, I'm here being part of a board meeting that should have been scheduled in the evening hours. Right now, I have friends, we have teachers, we have parents that are unable to attend. Community members at large are not able to take part of this meeting. That's wrong. Shame on you. I have been an active part of this community in Mission Viejo for over 20 years. I am living for volunteering. That is what I have done since I have had children. I have three children within this school district. I have devoted my life to making sure that their lives are wonderful and bar none, excellent. That brings me to the point of why we're here today. It's education. I am gravely concerned. What you guys are doing to our superintendent, who deserves our respect, it's wrong. The message you're sending is quite clear. Like Kathy, I wanted to believe that you would come in here, shake up the district, right the wrongs, and do it for the right reasons. That doesn't appear to be happening. I'm already running out of time, and I'm only halfway through. Superintendent Carter has been embraced by our community and district. Are you listening to the crowd? I am not a statistician, but so far I've only heard one nay vote, if you will, so far. Everybody is telling you how much we revere, we respect, and we adore him. Mr. Carter has earned his respect the old-fashioned way. He has actually earned it. I want to ask to whom you're listening. Is it the community? Is it who is out here right now clapping and cheering for Mr. Carter? Or do you have special interest agendas that are dictated by others that are not part of our district, whose children are not in our district? Please, for the sake of our kids, for the sake of the 50,000 kids that you were entrusted to lead, you may not fire him. We have already heard rumblings. I have a cold. We have already heard rumblings of another board district-wide recall. Do we need to get to that stage? You shake your heads, and I agree, that would be awful and ridiculous considering all of our district, concerning all the woes our district has gone through. The challenge you face here today is bigger than you, it's bigger than me, it's our kids, it's the future of this district. By getting rid of Mr. Carter, you will not serve any purpose, and you will make this community angry, and this time the anger will be directed at those who voted to fire Mr. Carter. Thank you for your
thank you. Zachary Bible, followed by Kim Lefner and Michelle Taylor Bible.
Dear members of the board and Superintendent Carter, I'm Zachary Bible, and yes, I do have permission by my fifth grade teacher to be here. I'm part of the student council for my school. I'm also representing my fifth grade classroom. If Superintendent Carter were to be terminated, it would not just affect my school, it would affect my classroom. The teachers at my school like him, and happy teachers equal happy students. So please don't. so please don't let Superintendent Carter go.
Thank you, Zachary. Michelle Bible.
Anyone that knows me knows I'm not a public speaker. I'm a doer. I will say something, but it doesn't just sit there. I do something about it. This morning at 4:35, when I opened up my emails from three different sources, I saw that someone wanted to fire Mr. Carter. I have not stopped today between phone calls, calling ABC, NBC, CBS. The California State Board of Education, who told me to speak to the district. Not the district, and I said, I can't speak to the district, that's who's going to fire him. They said, well, then speak to the county superintendent. And I spoke to them. The superintendent, I don't know if you know, is out of the town. But then they can't do anything about this because it has to fall back on the district. But I said, is there anything you can do? Can I give you the phone numbers for ABC, CBS, and NBC? And they were taking them down left and right and making phone calls. But, you know, traffic. I met Mr. Carter, this is not even my speech, though. I met Mr. Carter last November at an open meeting concerning one of the forgotten schools of the school district that my son attends, my youngest. He goes to San Juan Elementary School for Spanish immersion. He's in second grade and would not think of going to school anywhere else. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bore you guys, but please, I'm not good at speaking. You're making me nervous. I drive every day to get him down there from Ladera Ranch because that's where he wants to go, and he loves his school. And I've been trying to do what I can for that school site that's been there over 150 years. It needs help, but that's not why we're here. We're here for Mr. Carter because, but then again, Mr. Carter listens to what's going on and what the problem is. My other son goes to Chaparral, as you know. When I saw Mr. Carter 3 months later at another meeting here, he said, Mrs. Bible, how are you? Last time we met, you weren't feeling well. You could have knocked me over. That man remembered my name and the circumstances. He also remembers kids. When I saw him a few months later at Chaparral, he says, what are you doing here? You belong down there at San Juan. I said, I have to divide my time. And he says, I know. I says, yes, you do, because you divide your time amongst all the schools in this district. I have seen him everywhere. This is a man of integrity, a man of his word, because 6 years ago when I had a problem with my son in kindergarten, I called the school district to ask me to please help me find what's wrong with my son. No one helped me. Now, Mr. Carter, if I have a problem, he says, send me an email. We'll sit down and talk. And we do. Could you please let my son know, and my other son who asked, why and what Mr. Carter did wrong, that you want to fire him, so he can go back to his class, tell his teachers, and tell his classmates why and what Mr. Carter did wrong that you want to fire him. Thank you.
I have to go pick up my other son right now, but you know that.
Kim Lechner, followed by Lori Abbott and Aaron Kutnick.
Thank you, trustees. I disagree with the people who have come up and spoken today. There's been an us versus them mentality in this school district. I'm here to speak for all of the tens of thousands of voters who put you in office, and they did so because they wanted change and they wanted reform. The us versus them started out with Mr. Carter coming up here and assailing each one of you, you, who he answers to. He accused you of undermining him and his integrity and this and that, and he's the one who has orchestrated this. And this is the type of, you see, this is indicative
of what I'm talking about.
Continue, please.
This is indicative of what I'm talking about. This us versus them. This is the type of disruption in this district that we need to get away from, and we will not do it unless he's gone. And I say, I encourage you to do the right thing and find a superintendent who will carry out your mandate and who will listen to you and who will not undermine you to the public, to the teachers' union, to the employees' union, or anybody else. You need somebody who will work with you, not against you. This is a basic management principle, and I think those of you who have been in management know this. You must have somebody who is willing to work with you, not against you. And
one moment,
excuse me, the community are the ones who put these people in office. So even though there are small people, I just have a question for every sit in the audience. Where was all the support when these people were running for office? No, it's not. It's very relevant, and this is why that man needs to go, because this is the type of stuff that is going on continually. And I would encourage you to do one thing in closing. Whatever you decide to do, please do let the community know why you make the decisions that you do. Please do. I don't think that most people, I heard a parent today mention that, oh no, we're not making the $1.3 million COP payment on this building out of the general fund. It's my understanding that we are indeed, and that he put it on the agenda. So please, let people know what the truth is so that they will stop believing just one side of the story. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Abbott, Lori Abbott, please, followed by Aaron Kutnick and Carol Dutch.
Good afternoon, trustees and Superintendent Carter. My name is Lori Abbott. I am a parent of two children here in our district, and I will be brief with my comments. I'm here today to speak in support of Superintendent Carter. He is a strong leader of this district with support from the people who work with him and for him. From personal experience, I know he makes decisions with the CUSD students as his top priority. If we were to lose him, I would be very concerned about CUSD's ability to handle the crisis which will be thrown on our doorstep after January 9th. We need a leader with no personal or political agenda, but rather one who can stay focused on the ultimate goal, which is educating our children. We currently have such a leader, and it would be a waste of valuable time and money to search for a new superintendent when our resources need to be 100% focused on the inevitable budget crisis and its effects on our school district. I strongly urge you to listen to the voices of your constituents and allow Mr. Carter to fulfill his role as superintendent of CUSD. Thank you for your time.
Aaron Kutnick, followed by Carol Dutch and Ron Dempsey.
My name is Aaron Kutnick. I'm a parent of two graduates. I'm a current CUSD student. And it seems amazing to me that I have to stand here and remind you that you all ran on a platform of honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. Do you even know the meanings of the words? Maybe I should be asking, do you know the meaning of the word hypocrite? I'm appalled at your latest decision to try and cause more strife and turmoil in our district. Your poor decisions have already led to several lawsuits, and now you're looking for another one. Let me remind you that our district is in severe financial crisis right now. Your job is to deal with that issue, not to squander precious classroom dollars. Our district needs strong leadership and stability. That has been provided by Superintendent Carter. And if you fire him now, our district will be left with no experienced trustees, no experienced leader, and facing another lawsuit. Is that what's in the best interest of our students? No, it is not. Is it fiscally responsible? No, it is not. Is it morally ethical? No, it is not. Have you even thought this through? Is this your idea or someone else's? As elected officials, you are the trustees at the service of every single taxpayer in this district, and the decisions that you make must be what's right for us. Every decision needs to be made because it is in the best interest of the students and the district as a whole. This decision is not in the best interest, and you know it. For the four of you who were just recently elected, do you think that if you had told voters that the very first item on your agenda was to fire the superintendent, do you think you would have been elected? I do not. That was not your platform, and you owe it to the voters to be honest.
If this superintendent is guilty of any malfeasance or any crime punishable by law, then by all means, share that information with us and act appropriately. But if he is not, then you have far overstepped your powers here. You have violated our trust, you've wasted our time and money, and you have offended our senses of right and wrong. As a taxpayer and a parent, I demand that all of these discussions be held here today in open session. I think that they should be available to the public eye, totally transparent. That is what you promised the voters when you ran. And unless you do want to find yourselves the next subject of the recall, then I suggest that you act appropriately. You may have fooled some of the voters, but you obviously have not fooled the people in this room. I think that those of you who are behind this egregious and horrible act should step down. We don't need a new superintendent. We need some new trustees.
And Rocky Blumen.
Board of Trustees, Superintendent Carter. The nature of this meeting deeply concerns me. It deeply concerns me as a taxpayer, as a citizen. Why are we having the meeting at this hour when others cannot participate? It deeply concerns me as a former K-12 alumna that we're changing the leader of our district when our scores are improving. That's not right. It deeply concerns me as a daughter of two educators who knows very well how important it is to have someone who can communicate and work with the teachers. He's bridged gaps, enormous gaps. It's not right to change that. This deeply concerns me as a single mother because I know how critical and how vital stability is to a child, to our children, and to our community. So I know that you're going to do the right thing, and I hope you're going to do the right thing. And when you go into that meeting, you're going to think about and evaluate what Superintendent Carter has done for us, because I am such a proud mother of our Marblehead Elementary School. I have my parents here, and I'm going to show you, we have worked together. We have worked together because on December 7th, Sunday morning, a water main break leaked and created havoc. And our principal has shared with us that as a team, as a unit, we have just done enormous good and helped to salvage a lot of damage because we worked together as a team. We worked together as a team because President Carter came and Trustee Palazzo came and saw what was going on. We can work as a team together. So I really urge you to do the right thing. Thank you.
Ron Dempsey, followed by Rocky Blumen and Trudy Pavlovas. I know, you know she is.
President Adonisio, members of the board, Superintendent Carter, and fellow members of the CUSD community. I'm at this podium today because I'm haunted by the words of Edmund Burke. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. I have deep roots in this community and ties to the school district. My three children were classmates of Sue Palazzo's children at Ambule, Marco, and San Clemente High School. My middle son was in Jack Brick's daughter's class in fourth grade. With me, what happens to this school district is personal. When I moved here and began working at Marco Forrester Junior High, it was the only junior high in the district. The district then had 11,000 students. We now have 10 middle schools. Dana Hills High School had just opened in 1972 as the second high school in CUSD, and there were only 8 elementary schools. The district now has more than quadrupled in student enrollment and boasts more than 50 campuses. Over the 30-some years I worked for CUSD, we had 3 superintendents, Truman Benedict, Jerry Thornsley, and Jim Fleming. They all had their admirers and their detractors, those that loved them and those that hated them. But during those years, these leaders managed dual challenges of tremendous growth and financial shortfalls. They faced the budget crisis brought on by Prop 13 and the Orange County bankruptcy. They rose to the challenge of creating adequate classroom space for what seemed like a tidal wave of new students that threatened to overwhelm the existing facilities. Through all of these challenges, however, these leaders inspired employees and the community to be an education family. As a family, we rejoiced when schools were awarded National Blue Ribbon status, and we wept and consoled each other when high school students died in an auto accident on the way to the prom. As a family, we argued and fought over things like attendance boundaries and family life education curriculum. But as families do, when decisions, tough decisions, were made, we worked together to provide the very best education we could for our children. I don't see that working together anymore. Over the past few years, I've seen this district torn asunder. Since the recall committee reared its head, our CUSD family has become a house divided. I've lost track of how many superintendents and interims we've had since Jim Fleming's departure. Know this, it was strong, visionary leadership that kept the CUSD family together, progressing and improving. May I have a few more moments? Thank you. I'm not an apologist for Jim Fleming or former board members. They all made mistakes, some serious ones. And I'm not fond of the arrogance that's often displayed by those who hold public office. But I do know that during Fleming's tenure, 20-some first-rate schools were built and staffed with outstanding teachers that provided both state and nationally recognized education programs for the children of this district.
Thank you, Mr. Dempsey.
One more thing. Considering this, I'm reminded of William Shakespeare's words when he said in his play Julius Caesar, "The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones." I'd like us to remember that. Now we have Superintendent Woodrow Carter at the helm of CUSD. In his relatively short tenure, he has made great strides in rebuilding the CUSD family. By visiting schools, he has won the admiration and support of employees, both teachers and classified. By attending school athletic events, he is seen as a bureaucrat who cares about all aspects of student life. And by representing the district at local meetings, even simple ones like the San Juan Friday morning coffee chats, he has earned the respect of the entire community. Finally, I have this image that keeps coming into my head as I see you at the dais there. The image is that of a marionette theater with seven puppets seated on the stage. The strings to the puppets are being manipulated by leaders of the recall committee who remain out of sight but pull the strings and make all the moves, like today's sudden agenda item. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, please cut those strings. Thank you.
Joe Soto. Rocky Blumen. Judy Padovas. And Joe Soto.
Hi, I'm Rocky Blumen. I have two children in this district, and I have no idea why we are here today. I think the majority of people here also have no idea why we are here today. I think that the board should hold an open session, as I had heard the superintendent would agree to that, because we would all like to know what he supposedly has done other than make this district better. I do not think that anybody in this community will stand by and allow you to tear our school district apart, and that is exactly what you are doing. Thank you.
Superintendent Carter and members of the board, I'm proud to state that I'm a resident of San Clemente and a parent of two CUSD students, one of whom is now an honors student at UCLA. Both my children have had and continue to receive what I have come to recognize as an exemplary and outstanding level of education. Actually, my son Alex called me on my way over here today to tell me that he got straight A's this quarter at UCLA. He was a student in a third grade class that when we first arrived here was a 20-to-1 temporary classroom. He proves that this is not about bricks and mortar, but that this is about quality educators. I'd like to address the board today on behalf of many truly involved parents in San Clemente in support of Superintendent Carter. It's outrageous that you've called this last-minute meeting of this nature to evaluate the superintendent. We feel that you're excluding parents from the process by doing so. I strongly believe that Mr. Carter represents all the students, parents, employees, and community members in CUSD, not the few. Early on this year, as the state budget crisis was beginning to emerge, a group of us San Clemente parent leaders called on our trustee representative to discuss our concerns and our priorities in the budget. That representative asked Mr. Carter to attend the meeting. He came voluntarily because it is in his nature to meet and hear from parents. Many of those San Clemente parents are here today. He held town hall budget meetings in San Clemente, and I know he takes time for every parent and student. He's an organized leader and always so respectful of everyone. His goals of providing every dollar of our funding for educating our children, for providing much-needed career and technical education for the many children who need this education, and for helping so many children to succeed is what we parents are demanding in a superintendent. He is that quality educator. All school districts in California face budget shortfalls. How many superintendents include all stakeholders in the discussions of those budget cuts? He understands the process. He understands the challenges we face in our district. He's accompanying us to Sacramento as we parents have for years tried to change our district's funding. He works well with everyone, and this board must recognize this. We in San Clemente will hold each of you accountable for the decisions that you will make this afternoon. Mr. Carter, I want to thank you for taking on the responsibility as a superintendent, for always answering your phone when we call, for being there when our children needed you. We know you have always done what is right because you have always put our children first and their education first. Thank you.
Joe Soto, followed by Beverly Lee and Tiffany Sakach.
President and board members, my name is Joe Soto, and as a lifelong resident of San Juan Capistrano, I have seen several superintendents come and go, some good and some not so good. My wife and I have four children, all of which are products of this school system, specifically Capistrano Valley High School. One's an attorney, one's an environmental specialist, one a teacher, and our son is a student at Cal Poly Pomona. I state this because I believe that this district is the greatest district in the state. I stand before you today in support of Superintendent Carter. Woodrow Carter has proven he is the one we need during these very challenging times. His open door policy is something that was unheard of before his arrival. Although we may not always agree with his solutions to a problem, he's someone who will look you in the eye and tell you exactly why he feels the way he does. He does not shield himself behind staff. As kids today like to say, he's old school. And I feel that is exactly what this district needs during these very challenging times. Someone who is not going to create another house of cards, but an individual who will make those tough decisions that must be made. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Superintendent Carter. I trust this board will look past any personal agendas and issues and approve Superintendent's employment contract. As I indicated, we are facing some very uncertain times, and I truly feel Superintendent Carter's proven record is second to none. Thank you.
Beverly Lee, followed by Tiffany Sakach.
Good afternoon, Madam President, Board of Trustees, and Mr. Carter. My name is Beverly Lee. I've lived in Laguna Niguel
Gal for 20 years. I have two children who are graduates of Capistrano Unified School District. One is at MIT, a junior, and the other is a plebe at West Point United States Military Academy. I am the former president of the CUSD Foundation, Malcolm Elementary School PTA president, and Elisa Miguel High School PTA president. Also, I am the president of the Southern Orange County Autism Support Group and a retired colonel in the United States Air Force. I am here today, along with many others, to speak on behalf and in praise of a very courageous leader, Superintendent Carter, one that has not only fought for the freedoms of our nation, but one that holds dear these freedoms and seeks to educate our children every day with his experiences, his life experiences, and his ability to connect with kids and communities, as well as the employees, as you see today. I want you to remember a little history about where this man comes from, because as you go about trying to find a better leader, I want you to understand where he comes from. He was a member of the 101st Airborne Division. That is an organization that has as its motto a rendezvous with destiny. Some of the greatest leaders in our nation today came from the 101st Airborne. General David Petraeus, former Chairman Joint Chief of Staff Henry Shelton. He has served with some of the greatest leaders and knows how to lead, as you have heard today. He knows everyone who's involved. They were the first in Normandy. They were in the Battle of the Bulge. They were fired the first shot in Desert Storm, and they have helped tremendous numbers of people in Somalia and Rwanda, let alone what they're doing today. Only the toughest men are allowed to serve in that unit. It is men like Superintendent Carter that have made this nation great, who are on the way to making CUSD great once again. It is men like Superintendent Carter who have more character than most any man I have ever met, undeniable integrity, and have proven valor. It is men like Superintendent Carter who inspires others and gives hope to the Capistrano Unified School District children, their parents, and the communities in which you serve. You have the opportunity today to show us your next rendezvous with destiny. You have the power to make sure that the children in our district see their rendezvous with destiny. I am bringing this to a close. And also, you have the opportunity to let our children learn from great leaders, not just educated leaders, but great leaders. True leaders that are tried and proven and can motivate and lead our children and our community in the future. Thank you very much.
Tiffany, followed by Barb Shangra and Isla Redden.
My name is Tiffany Sakash. I live in San Juan Capistrano. I'm here today as somebody who graduated from a CUSD school. I'm a Capo Valley graduate. I have a child attending Palisades Elementary. I received my teaching credential after being trained by CUSD teachers at Hidden Hills and Oak Grove Elementary Schools. So I have, as well as being a taxpayer and a voter, have a vested interest in seeing this district running well. You were all elected after giving voters the promise of your accountability, openness, and honesty, and what is happening here today goes against all of those promises. You scheduled a secret meeting with little notice and set the time in a moment when, as you are well aware, no teachers or administrators can really attend. As well, it's set at a time when very few of our hardworking parents can attend. This is underhanded behavior, and it seems to indicate that you all have something to hide. If there are true and just reasons why Mr. Carter needs to be dismissed from his post, all of your constituents deserve a detailed explanation, not just a firing and then an explanation, but an explanation first and a public hearing.
This kind of secretive, sneaky, and impulsive behavior is inappropriate and worrisome. If you have the best interest of our children at heart, there should be no need to have me stand here and remind me what your job is. Your job is to put the interest of the children first, and by making it nearly impossible for parents of those children to participate in the process, you're undermining students and teachers. As a CUSD parent and taxpayer, you are accountable to me and everyone in this room. I ask you to consider carefully what you're doing today. This isn't about your egos or disagreements. It's about children who deserve the best from us. Please act your conscience and reconsider dismissing or disciplining the superintendent until you've included all of the constituents in the process. And from what I've heard today, it doesn't sound like there's really any reason to. If there's something that's horrible that's going on, it should have been aired out in the open, and we should all know about it and not have the secrecy. So you promised us openness and honesty. I hope that's what you give us. Thank you.
Barb Shangro, followed by Isla Redden and Kim McCarthy.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Barbara Shangra. I have three children. My youngest is a senior. And so when this came up, my husband said, why are you bothering to go? Our youngest is a senior, and we really aren't invested in this anymore. And I had to tell him, because I still care about the kids. It's the kids that are the issue here. I saw that the agenda item for the meeting was performance review. My father was a teacher and an administrator. I worked as an attorney and a manager of 160 people in the legal division. So I've had a chance to both see teachers as well as do a few performance reviews. From what I've seen from Mr. Carter, he is excellent. He has done nothing wrong. He has done everything right in my eyes. As a parent, I worked with him very closely on some matters. I don't always agree with him, but I think he has done wonders for this district. I can't say enough about how many good things that I've heard about from other people, besides my own circumstances. However, I think there's always something positive that comes out of even the worst situations. And I think what I see here today is a turning of the tide. I think I've seen a problem in the past with parents and teachers not getting involved when they see issues. What I see today, though, is look at how many people came at such short notice. That, to me, is important, that people are here, they're listening, they're worried, they're concerned, they're making their voices heard, and I think that is so important. So as far as a positive, I think that is a positive. I do still hope that there is still room in all your minds to make the right decision and keep Mr. Carter on. I think that there's a number of people here who have spoken today, and I can echo and go on and on about all the things he's done, but I think a lot of people have said it already. So I really do hope, and I call on you all, to make the right decision today. Please consider all your constituents that are here today, all the parents, teachers, and other people from the community that have spoken. Thank you.
Isla Redden, followed by Kim McCarthy and Mary Backus.
Isla Redden is gone and Marcy Backus has been official.
Thank you. Kim McCarthy. Shireen Smith. Frank Lark. Oh, Shireen.
Thank you, trustees, Superintendent Carter, and concerned community members. I'm Shireen Smith, the Deputy Superintendent of Education, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to address you all today. I'm here to ask you to do the right thing. I'm representing the educational leaders in this district, including district office staff, principals, assistant principals, activities directors, and athletic directors. Unfortunately, the administrators in this district are afraid to speak because they fear the board will retaliate against them. I have a BA in history, and I know what happens when people do not speak truth to power. So no matter the consequences to me, I feel I must speak today. have worked in this district since 1986 when I began teaching at Marco Forster Middle School. I have also been an activities director, a high school assistant principal, and the principal of two California distinguished schools, Aliso Viejo Middle School and Capistrano Valley High School. I have worked with five superintendents in this district, and I am personal friends with another three superintendents in California, all in Northern California. I can state without reservation that Superintendent Carter is the finest leader I know. Each of you has a heart, a soul, and a conscience. They are gifts from God. They are given to us so we can make good, caring decisions. It's our obligation to use our gifts to do the right thing. Currently, we have the worst crisis facing our nation since the Great Depression. The district's reputation and the reputation of its employees has been sullied. Morale is terribly low. Now is not the time to add more instability to our district. We need our superintendent. He is competent, capable, and a proven leader, as Colonel Lee stated, not just here in the educational institution of Capistrano Unified, but in the battlefields of Iraq. He is trusted and respected by parents and employees, as you have heard today. He values education, and he knows what issues need priority in order to support the continued success of our students. Superintendent Carter cares about the lives of children. We need Woodrow Carter as our superintendent. It is your duty to form a partnership with him and to ensure the district can thrive and survive. We need you, and we need him. Do your part. Examine your conscience. Look into your heart. Use your gifts from God. Do the right thing.
Frank Larkin, followed by Karen Carol Allen and Ken Jensen, please.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much, board members. I'm not started yet, so you're changing my time there. Board members present, Ellen Anizio, Superintendent Carter and staff, and concerned citizens. I have a mission statement. The citizens group must be formed and become a priority in order to preserve the freedom of public education. And as you all know, the Alliance, the Educational Alliance, is not for public education. I think you all know that, which the recall committee has been sponsored by. And we want to form the freedom of public schools in our country and our home area. That means right here. We want to elect honest trustees. But tell me, what does picture mean to you? This is a trustee that has sued the school district for $350,000. I want to pass this around so everybody take a look and see who Mike Winston is. The district had to pay another $300,000 to defend itself, so he is actually responsible for 13 employees of Capistrano's Unified School District. He is not qualified to vote on anybody here, because when he puts that money back to the school district, he can vote all he wants, all day. And furthermore, the League of Women Voters, he threatened to sue them last year and gave even international signs to some of the people that were out on the street. These this is the kind of person that we do not need as a trustee, and he's not capable of being an honest person. First of all, he's a lawyer. If you look at that picture, pass that picture around, the guy that's swearing him in, he sued the school district for $4 million, his whole family, Tony Beal and Jennifer Beal. This is the kind of people that we want to have. And then we have Ellen and we have Sue, who broke into the superintendent's office. Where is the community here that's going to get up in arms and do something about it? These people should not vote for anybody. I don't even think they could vote for their kids.
Thank you, Mr. Larkin.
Yes, thank you.
Carol Allen, Ken Jensen, and Donna Schwarm.
There is one thing I want to give you a letter.
Mr. Larkin, your time is up.
And I got this approved by the county. This is not cocaine, this is sugar. Put that in with the lemon, and you can do justice to Superintendent
Carol Allen. Thank you.
Superintendent Carter, all the trustees, and the multitudes of people in this room. I'm Carol Allen. I'm a former teacher here for 37 years in CUSD. I've had direct contact with Mr. Carter, being the education chair for the Laguna-Niguel Chamber of Commerce. I'm on the board of directors there. I'm also a citizen of the year for the city of Laguna-Niguel, and I know quite a few people. And I must say that the notice of this meeting today went like wildfire through the computers and through phone calls, and the people are appalled, and they are furious at this action that you might possibly take. Mr. Carter, he is a great leader. He is a compassionate person. He is an honest person. He is a knowledgeable person. He has great character, and it's beyond reproach. He has given his heart and soul to this district, and he's only been here a year. I believe you've been here, some of you, 18 days. We need this man. He is a good man. He's an honest and a caring man. The most important thing you need to know is that there's not one single person in this room today who is here for themselves. They are here to support Superintendent Carter. And they most assuredly are not here for you. We want you to really think about this. This is very important. We want to know your reason for possibly dismissing Mr. Carter, and we want to know today. Thank you.
Ken Jensen, followed by Donna Schwarm and Gail Benda. Mr. Jensen, Donna Schwarm,
hi, my name is Donna Schwarm. I'm a concerned parent of two children in this amazing school district. I am also a graduate of this school district, so Capistrano Unified School District means so very much to me. I'm here today for Superintendent Carter. I want to support Superintendent Carter. It has been my pleasure working with him and getting to know him, and I'm appalled that this is even happening. I cannot believe, after all the years that I've been in the school district, that we finally find someone who is an amazing leader, and we're going to let him go. It's shocking to me. I met Dr. Smith in a parent advisory committee meeting, and he was telling us all the wonderful things that he was going to do for our school district after Mr. Fleming left. And he left, and we were so shocked, and we were even more thrilled when Superintendent Carter decided to come and be our leader. And we were
so very, very proud to have him, and we are very honored to have him, and he is such a fantastic leader, and it is absolutely appalling that you will possibly get rid of him today. I cannot even believe it. I just want to say that it is not the time to make such drastic decisions. We need to move forward, move ahead, don't stay in the past. Whatever the problems are that you have had, it is about our children. It's not the time to make a change. We're in the middle of a fiscal crisis. We need to focus on the children and on figuring out a way to deal with the fiscal crisis. Please, I urge you to put the past behind you, to put our children first, and to support Superintendent Carter. And it's been my honor getting to know him. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Gail Benda. Followed by Monica Burrick. And Debbie Tropp.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I'm before you. I love the blue card, one for every agenda item. Let's talk about rules and responsibilities.
The Board of Trustees. Are you Gail Benda?
I'm Ken Jensen. You called
for
me?
Gail Benda.
No, you called me.
I beg your pardon. Thank you. Sorry.
There we go. Sorry. The Board of Trustees' primary goal is to provide each student with an education of the highest quality. This goal shall be the basic factor motivating the Board's executions of its powers and duties. Let's talk about those responsibilities. You have the responsibility to make informed, impartial, and sensible decisions. Nothing personal or prejudicial should be considered. Common sense and the understanding that your decisions affect thousands of people should weigh in your thoughts. You have the responsibility to act in an honorable and fair manner. Above board, dignity and respect should be your watchwords. Take every action as if your name is written across it, because it is. You have the responsibility to generate and earn the respect of your constituents and your employees. It must be earned. It will not be given lightly, and certainly it can't be forced. Everybody wants respect, and it's an almost human condition that when someone gives you respect, you have a tendency to give it back. You have the responsibility to be understanding, thoughtful, and judicious. Understand the impact of your actions. Think about the impact of your decisions, and your decisions must be what's best for all concerned. You have the responsibility to get behind the concept that the classroom is no longer just a teacher standing in front of a blackboard with a piece of chalk. Like Oz, there are many people standing behind the curtains, pulling levers and pushing buttons. You have a responsibility to understand and to acknowledge those people and their contribution to the classroom. Now, what do you have the right to expect? Well, you have the right to expect that your instructions will be carried out. Give us some good ones, we'll be glad to do them. No problem. You have the right to have your vision be propagated throughout the district, but it has to be a good vision. It has to be an honest vision. It has to be a vision that's shared by the people who put you on the board. You have the expectation of support for the reasonable choices that you make. You make a good one, we're behind you 100%. You make a bad one, this is what you get. You have the right, like I said before, to an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. We show up, we do what you asked us to do, there you have it, we get paid. We expect that in return. We expect you to be honest and to give us what we feel is, you know, responsible action. I believe that you have the power to make a difference. I truly do. I believe that trust and respect may come your way in the coming months. I believe that people will scrutinize the choices that you make in the very near future, like today, and that will be the foundation for your tenure on the board, however long it is. Please think before you act. Please be judicious and not judgmental. There is no place here, or really anywhere, for people who are perceived as small, petty, and vindictive. Govern with knowledge, compassion, and understanding.
Thank you. Monica Bird and Debbie Tropp, followed by Ollie Mayer.
Good
Good afternoon, Board. Superintendent Carter. My name is Gail Benda. I am a retired special education teacher from our school district here, Capistrano Unified. I'm a resident of Dana Point, and I'm a voter. But I'm speaking to you this afternoon as a former city council member, and I held that position for 8 years down in San Diego County. So I know what it's like to be up there on the dais, even with a lot of people speaking at you or to you. I need to also mention no one has asked me to speak today. When I first began being on the city council down in San Diego County, I also got on my council on a wave, if I can use that word in quotes, a wave of desired change. And I believed that I knew everything that needed to be done right away. However, the first year gave me insight that I could never, ever have gotten when just looking in from the outside, even after I had attended many, many council meetings and serving the city in many other ways on other in other groups and capacities. Any ideas that I had about change were altered as I learned more while I was on the job. Today was originally advertised as training by Harry Weinberg, team builder extraordinaire. I knew him down in San Diego County. And it was going to hopefully help you to learn more. And I was very optimistic because I see the need for the board to maybe be able to handle meetings better, how meetings are run, how the board and superintendent are supposed to be working together. Finding out which end is up, because I know the first few weeks especially is very difficult when you're up there on the dais in a governing body. So many great things are happening around our district. Something must be right in our district, including what Superintendent Carter has been doing. Your egos should not get in the way of progress in our district. All of this aside, think of the economic climate today. By buying in tough financial times in CUSD and across the country, buying out Superintendent Carter plus the expense of hiring a new one and add a second superintendent's salary, that's unconscionable. Does Los Angeles Unified School District sound familiar? What I am saying to you today may not be in line with your hidden agenda today, but I am saying it anyways. Give Superintendent Carter and existing staff and faculty a chance to demonstrate to you that CUSD is great because of them. After at least 6 more months, you can make a much better set of decisions regarding any changes in leadership. By the way, in case you weren't aware, the hand waving is part of is a way that the deaf community applauds. Just so you know what the hand waving is, it really does mean something positive. Please understand that CUSD community is watching. I'm summarizing. CUSD community is watching, and if you do the impulsive thing, more voters will show up next time. One last thing. Thank you, Superintendent Carter, for all you've done and hopefully will continue to be able to do, and for caring about everyone in our district. Thank you very much.
Debbie Trott, followed by Allie Mayer and Tony Beal.
Good afternoon, Board of Trustees and Superintendent Carter. My name is Debbie Trapp, and I am an involved parent with 2 children in the district. I'm here today to speak in support of Superintendent Carter and also in support of our parent community. I want to start by saying that I've always been involved in my children's schools. However, in the last 2.5 years, I've become very involved and very active. In those years, the only person that I have seen reach out to the community is Mr. Carter. I've never seen any one of you at my school campus. I've never received an email or information directly from any of you. I have not or did not see you at the town meetings I was at last year, and I didn't see those recently elected at the candidate forum that we held in June. The only thing that I have seen this board do is further its own political agendas and distance itself from the parent community and our wishes. Holding the election in June was a perfect example of that. I will tell you that I believe there is a personal political agenda at work here that I'm not sure we can stop. But I came here today to try. I'm one of many involved parents in this room. We're the only ones that ever fill this room.
And although we may seem troublesome today, we have done what you have needed us to do these last few difficult years. We staffed the libraries at our school when we lost our librarian. We fundraise so our children can have art, field trips, and assemblies. We provide materials to the classroom when we have to take our school down to a 75% supply budget. We stand in the rain and help children out of car and into class safely because they don't have a bus route anymore. We come to your budget workshops and give you our attention. We get fingerprinted and pay for it so that we can continue to support the teachers by helping in the classroom. We will pay for and run a homework club after school if we lose class size reduction. And yes, we will raise money and pay at the request of the foundation if needed. It was and is easier to do this tireless work from August through June, knowing that there is someone in this building that believes what we believe, that is an ally with us in these troubled times, that puts children first, who gives us the confidence that we will get through these pending, worsening budget cuts, who reaches out to us, doesn't alienate us, communicates with us. Superintendent Carter knows the value of the parent community. He makes us feel as valuable as we truly are. I, for one, can tell you that if your goal is to continue to alienate the parent community, you are succeeding beautifully. I'm just about done. The problem is, and hear me clearly, you need us now more than ever. Don't ignore our will. Please don't abuse us. You need us now. Look at all we do. Look at all you will need us to do. Don't abuse us. Hear us. We need Superintendent Carter.
Thank you.
Allie Mayer. Tony Beal. Followed by Kim McCarthy, I think, is not here. Katrina Bryant and Susan Getty.
Good afternoon. Parents and taxpayers in CUSD and all across America, they want to believe and trust that the education of their children are being, and that their children themselves are being properly taken care of by their school district leaders. And in CUSD...
Wait one moment. Each speaker is allowed his or her time to speak. Please let them speak.
What's his name?
Without interruption.
What's his name?
Tony Beal.
My name is Tony Beal. I'm a member of the Rancho Santa Margarita City Council. I'm a proud member of the CUSD Recall Committee. As I said, people want to believe and trust that their children and that their educations are being properly taken care of by their school district leaders. And sadly, in CUSD, that belief and that trust has been shattered. The people have spoken clearly and unmistakably for the third election in a row, and they have given you a mandate for positive reform in CUSD. Now, the old guard and their supporters, they did not go quietly. They fought to the bitter end to retain their stranglehold on the people of Capital Unified and upon our school district's massive budget. Sadly, some obviously continue to resist the obvious need for reform. Even after years of scandals, admissions of illegal and unethical acts, grand jury investigations and indictments, the leadership of the employee unions spent huge amounts of money.
One moment. No.
The unions spent a huge amount of money, $100,000, in a failed effort to preserve the last vestiges of the corrupt status quo. These entrenched special interests simply don't want to reform our school district. 80,000 voters have done their jobs and elected each of you to change the direction of our school district. With the removal of the last of the old guard trustees, one battle is over, but no one should misunderstand. This fight is far from over. obviously.
What is the lie?
Many who directly profit from CUSD's multi-million dollar budget are continuing their efforts to frustrate and roll back the reforms you were striving to implement and which the voters demand. If you succeed in carrying out the voters' mandate for positive reform, our school district will become the very best in California. And in conclusion,
let the speaker continue. Continue, Mr. Beal.
Thank you. And in conclusion, much has been made this afternoon as to the timing of when this meeting was noticed to the public. Some have called it sneaky, suspicious, last minute, and I would like to ask that the trustees explain to the public why this matter wasn't noticed earlier this week. Thank you.
One moment. Several people have asked this question.
Well, that seems prepared, doesn't it?
And we will answer the question after the speakers are finished. Katrina Bryant, Susan Getty, John Chamberlain.
My name is Katrina Bryant, and I've written out what I want to say, but the thing that's just so striking to me is that I feel that the board is trying to alienate more and more parents by the actions that you're taking, and it's upsetting. In a time when parents are paying to become volunteers at the different school sites, and you'll be needing us more and more than ever with budget shortfalls, it just doesn't seem prudent that you would be taking such action right before the winter holidays. I'd like to know what you're trying to pull. I'm here advocating not just for my two girls, but for all of the children that I've ever helped or worked with at my children's school sites. I'm very happy to work with Super Woodrow Carter. He's a very nice man, and his integrity is bar none. I'm just so happy that he's taken the helm of our school. I firmly believe that we should make every effort to keep him at the helm of our large school district. He's gone to great lengths to get the school district in order and has been diligent in the review and use of our financial resources. He came on board and took immediate steps to guide us through the financial cuts passed to us by the state of California. He's been quick to open up workshops for parents, teachers, and community members in order to keep us abreast of the latest fiscal crisis. I strongly believe that our school board would be doing our district a huge disservice by terminating or dismissing him. The CUSD school board is elected. I did not vote for you, but you still represent me. No one asked me if we should be firing Superintendent Carter. Why would you, the CUSD school board, waste our limited financial resources at this time to fire him? Your motives are suspect. Calling a special board meeting on the Thursday before winter break is suspicious. Do you already have a new superintendent waiting in the wings? This is a misuse of district money, especially when the state and school budgets face millions of dollars in shortfalls. When was the last time you visited my child's school or my daughter's middle school? We don't need you pushing your own agenda. I say keep Superintendent Carter. The school board may not always agree with him, but he has been cooperative, honest, and a good leader. I truly feel that he has my children's best interest in heart, whereas I feel that you do not. Please keep Superintendent Carter. Thank you.
Susan Getty, followed by John Chamberlain and Larry Kramer.
My name is Susan Getty. I am addressing you today as a past parent, a current employee,
with a total of 25 years in a relationship with Capistrano Unified. That 25 years includes three children who have attended Capistrano schools from kindergarten through 12th grade. During this time, I was PTA president at Ambule, at Marco Forrester Middle School, and I've been an employee for 16 years. This relationship has also spanned three superintendents and quite a variety of school board members. Today, I found it necessary to take a half a day of my time out of my sick bank as a personal necessity day to address you, just to clarify why and how people are here when it comes to money. I'm baffled at your actions. From my perspective, it seems to be a duplication of the actions as a board member you profess to abhor. Directives given by the previous administration to the effect that you will be compliant or suffer the consequences. We are not privy to the complaint against Superintendent Carter, but from appearances, it would look to anyone reviewing this timing of action as joining a trend in LA, in San Jose, in Fallbrook. Is it a cost-saving trend? It would not appear so, as the cost of attorneys and settlements would not lead me to believe so. The word so often used lately is transparency. By this board's recent action, you seem to be anything but transparent. In my recent attendance at board meetings and budget hearings, I continue to hear from current board members a tone of no confidence in our current superintendent and of past performances. But from employees and a large contingency of parents, I hear one of confidence, one of hope. If you truly represent all of the parents and the children of CUSD, I urge you to seek input from each and every one of them. You represent all of them to show you indeed are well-informed and transparent in your decision-making process. Thank you.
John Chamberlain, followed by Larry Kramer and Alan Wickstrom.
Madam President, board members, and Superintendent Carter, my name is John Chamberlain. I've been with the district for 12 years. I'm a supervisor in food and nutrition services. I've taught in the ROP at this district and Riverside for over 6 years in vocational education. Prior to that, I managed restaurants, some fairly major ones and well-known ones, and I know the difficulty of management and all that it entails. And what I've experienced in Mr. Carter is truly a talent. And I'm here with a very simple message, one of passion and concern, based on my own experiences and just speaking from my heart. Mr. Carter, since he's come here, has given me and many of us hope. He's helped us through some very difficult times, for several years of difficult times, of riding a roller coaster, not knowing if we would have a job or a career. These are our homes. These are our lives. These decisions that you make affect us personally. They affect me, and they affect the people in this room. In these 12 years, I had never once been in the superintendent's office, the prior superintendent. The fact was, I was told specifically, as many of us were, to not say anything that would get to the superintendent. That if it didn't go through the proper protocol, that there would be retribution. That was a fact. I was told that straight out. We don't have that relationship with Mr. Carter. As I said, I've been in his office. I've been in deputy superintendent's offices that I've never been in before, not just because it's a new building, but because we were deprived from that contact. And Mr. Carter has been very approachable. I think that he's developed a camaraderie, a harmony. He's unifying us. We're coming together. He has treated food and nutrition as a department and treated us with respect. Just recently, I worked with other departments in a way I've never worked with them before. It's the Christmas party tomorrow, or the holiday party. And I make phone calls, and Radar helps out. I'll finish. And Graphic Arts came in and helped out. I'm working with the administration. It's wonderful to be able to pick up the phone and from a department that was for so long considered to be third rate, and to be able to call up and to get that kind of support. I just want to say the personal note that Mr. Carter, thank you, and we will see you on that higher road.
Thank you, Mr. Shingle. Larry Kramer. Alan Wickstrom. Cheryl Zeldin. Larry Kramer. Mr. Kramer, and then you, Mr. Wickstrom.
Yes, who's next?
Trustees, Superintendent Carter, my name is Alan Wickstrom. I have a daughter at Dana Hills High School, and I'm also president of South Orange County School of the Arts Foundation. We're an arts academy inside of Dana Hills that the trustees in 1995 created in support of arts education at our high school. When Mr. Carter first joined this team, he had a little reception here in this room. We had some of our students playing in the quartet, and he was the most gracious southern gentleman that I had ever met, beyond my Uncle Bill, who lives in Nashville. Different story. And he was so gracious and nice to all of our students, and it was really, you know, first impressions are huge. And I was like, wow, this sounds like a guy I can work with. And then I bumped into him at my Rotary meeting, and I bumped into him at the breakfast meeting at the San Juan Chamber, bumped into him here and there, bumped into him at the Blues Festival. I mean, the guy is out there. And I thought I was special because he's always, like, being really nice to me and stuff. But it's pretty obvious that from what these people are saying. And that's right. The point of it is, the gentleman has earned my respect, and I know that you have been voted in by the majority of voters, which is, you know, part of this whole process that we live under politically. And I would agree that each one of you are wonderful people. Ellen has come to one of our performances. Anna's come to several of our performances. I always invite all the rest of you to attend at any time. We do appreciate that. I think I own a business as well, and so I have the luxury of being able to be here today at the drop of a hat, even though my employees are yelling at me on the cell phone and text messages right now. And it's not the problem that you have had in the past. It's how you solve them moving into the future. If there's any guy that you guys can do that with, that's this man, Mr. Carter. He's so respected. He's so respected by not just the parents and the students, which is what it is all about. It is all about the kids. But on a political level, and I am in the back rooms of every possible politician that I can so I can keep a feel for where arts education is going. And this guy is so well respected. And I hear, Alan, do what you can to back this guy up because he's so good. We really can't, you know, afford to lose him. I really think you need to work with him. And I so strongly encourage you to each remember that respect is something that is earned. It's not something that you get just because you're voted in on something. And I can tell you, if you keep him employed, you will earn the respect of so many people. I had no idea this was the agenda that may be the case. I don't even know what it is because it doesn't say you're going to fire him on there. It just says you're going to review him. So,
good point.
So that to me has been kind of confusing. So
thank you,
I just want to back it up, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Wickstrom. Larry Kramer.
Well, my name is Larry Kramer. I don't have any children in this school, but I have two grandsons who go to school. I have two daughters who are the product of public schools. I'm a strong believer in public schools. My daughter works in the school as a volunteer. My wife works 4 days a week in the library at Concordia. She's really a believer in public schools. We always have been. I'm here to praise Superintendent Carter. I think he's a great person. I think it's been a welcome thing for him to come to this community. After the election, this last one, I thought things now had really settled down. You all were in, you're installed. Now we can get out the real business, the real tasks that are facing us. We've got budget problems and so forth. Let's get on with things. I was shocked yesterday when I heard about this meeting today. I don't understand that at all. I've heard Superintendent Carter speak on many, many occasions. He's everywhere. He talks. I'm an engineer. I like the fact that when he speaks in facts. I don't hear innuendos. I don't hear him speculating on things. Just straightforward facts. Some of the various places he's come to have not necessarily been friendly to him. They've asked him some pretty tough questions. He's answered the questions as he believes it. Whether they like it or not, at least they hear it from him. There's nothing hidden there at all. It's all right on top. He's an extremely honest person. I thank you very much for your integrity while you've been here. On the last election, I was somewhat disappointed. I'm a poll worker. My wife and I have been poll workers for years. I like to be an educated voter. And I was very disappointed when the people when elected would not go to the League of Women Voters and answer the questions there. I've been to the other forums they had for city council and so forth. It's a pretty fair forum. I can't think of a fairer forum than the League of Women Voters. I want to know where all you are coming from. I know where Superintendent Carter is coming from. He's interested in the education of our children. He wants to make this school district better and better. I have no idea where you all are coming from. Your public relations has been terrible. Okay, you got to tell us what you're trying to do. We just don't know where you are. And to say that you're going to fire a man who we all think is great makes no sense at all to us. I'm a member of the San Juan Capistrano Rotary. Okay, thank you. I'm going to paraphrase. We go by a four-way test. Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Is it beneficial? Is it the best interest of the organization? I hope that you all will keep those things in mind as you're deliberating and you're talking today, because I think if you follow that four-way test, Superintendent Carter will continue to be our superintendent. Thank you very much, Superintendent Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer. Thank you very much. Cheryl Zeldin, Brian Stockliver, Suzanne Betts, perhaps, and Warren Nagano.
Trustees and Mr. Carter, I come here today with a heavy heart. I find it offensive this meeting was scheduled in this manner. This action demonstrates a lack of concern and respect for the CUSD families. I live in this district, and my children are students of this district. I take the stability of our district very seriously, as it affects the well-being of all our children. Unlike elected officials, our district administrators and educators have to have educational and professional experience to qualify for their jobs. Mr. Carter has the best of all of these. His experience and leadership are critical to the stability of our children. I am begging you to work diligently to create a cohesive relationship for the benefit of all our children. Hold Mr. Carter in high esteem. Please join our CUSD families to build a stable environment for all our children. Embrace his mantra
Every child by name, by need. Thank you.
Brian Stockliver. Suzanne Bortz. And Warren Nagano. I hope I'm not butchering your name.
Good afternoon, everyone. Trustees, it seems Ms. Superintendent Carter. I'm a former employee of the school district and a parent of one child at Ladera Ranch Middle School. I have another child that has graduated from this district, is now a student at UC San Diego. I'm a resident of Ladera Ranch. So I thought my first 4 hours of vacation would be snowboarding, but there's no place I'd rather be here than be here today than right here supporting Mr. Carter. Over the last 7 years, my children have received the finest education possible by the great teachers, staff, administrators, and even trustees that this district has had to offer. The district has gone through some tough times, but through it all, this district has remained one of the best in the country. As a parent, I've been on my daughter's campus 3 times this year. Each time, Superintendent Carter has been there. After witnessing the chaos with this school board over the last 2 years, I know for the fact that this board and the reform committee is determined to bring this district down to become one of the worst school districts in the country. Please don't let that happen. We need change, but change without destroying what the legacy of this district has built. When I left my position in this district, it was a sad day for me. I did not leave because of any political chaos, budgetary madness, or school district disarray. I left to try something different in the private sector while I was still young. I'm thoroughly enjoying what I'm doing, but miss this district terribly. Trustee Bryson, I apologize. I know you were recently married, so I believe that you are a good person and do have the best interest of children at heart. I hope that you just use the recall group to get yourself on the board. And now that you are here, you will do what is right and not follow the antics of these people. Trustee Maddox, as a longtime politician, I hope you can put special interests and those who got you here aside and do what is right for children, parents, teachers, and the staff of the school district. Trustee Christensen, in your absence, for some reason, I like you. I think you are a normal person, and I see at times you scratch your head and wonder, what have I done running for school board? I don't belong here. Well, you're here, and I hope you too will do what is right. Trustee Brick, I know nothing about you, but I hope that you too will not follow the wishes of those that got you here and be an independent voice that this district and the voters put you here to be. Well, as for the rest of you, I really don't have much to say. You are the puppets that you are and going to do whatever your puppeteers tell you to do. When I refer to you, I am referring to those of you that follow the recall group. Following the leaders of the recall group is not what this district needs. I'm almost done. We have a great leader in Superintendent Carter. Do not take that away from us. He has the trust of staff, the best interest of students, and quite frankly, is the best thing to happen to this district in a long time.
Thank you, Mr. Stockliver.
One more.
Susan Bortz.
I know you're all afraid of him. He is too good at what he does and is able to get things done with or without your support. That is why you want him gone. Deep down, I too am a believer and hope that each of you has it inside you to do what is right and what is truly in the best interest of this school district. Show your true colors today and let Mr. Carter do what he was hired and paid to do. As far as I'm concerned, he needs a raise and not to be fired. And I truly hope that is the end result of your evaluation of the superintendent this afternoon. Thank you.
Susan Bortz, followed by Warren Nagano,
Trustee Carter, honorable board members. I come to you as a parent of two former students to CUSD. I'm proud of that fact. It was why I chose this district when I decided I wanted to go back to teaching, or go to teaching, and retire from my previous career. I cannot tell you how impressed I was the first time I met Mr. Carter, and the second time I met Mr. Carter, and the third time I met Mr. Carter, and all the other times that I'd met him and seen him, when he didn't see me necessarily, but I saw him. He was very proactive on the campuses. He's very proactive with the political leaders in Sacramento. When other districts were just complaining about the budget, he was in Sacramento with parents and making something happen, getting actual face time with legislators. That's the kind of leader we need. Please retain Mr. Carter. Thank you.
Mike Wino? Mr. Wino? That would be our last speaker. Oh, I beg your pardon. There you are.
Greetings, Board, and Mr. Carter. My name is Mike Wynell, and I'm an RSP teacher at Dana Hills High School. I've taught for the district 20 years. I have had two children graduate from Dana Hills High School, attended McGill Middle School, and Crown Valley Elementary School, three of the finest schools in the district, by the way. And I have two seniors at Dana Hills High School right now that I am very proud of. I'm also an elected member of the CUEA Executive Board. I'm a secondary rep at large. And I was lucky enough to be selected the 2007 CUSD Teacher of the Year in secondary level. The reason I say this is at the Disneyland Fancy Schmancy Hotel that we got together to celebrate the Teachers of the Year. Mr. Carter sat at my table with my family, my father, three brothers, a sister, and a whole group of relatives. And I had the pleasure of talking with him. And the term Southern Gentleman does emerge. But beyond that, he was articulate and aware of the specific issues involved in education. He has incredible experience and an understanding as an educator, as a superintendent, and as someone who has been around schools for a very, very long time. Through those conversations and others, just running into him and him taking the time to talk, I have absolutely decided that he is a man who should have this job and continue to work in this job, basically because of his experience, his attitude, and just the general need we have for someone with experience. I know the board wants to do the right thing. I assure you that the right thing is to continue to keep Mr. Carter on as our superintendent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's our final speaker. We're adjourned to closed session. Any comments before you adjourn? Okay, the 24-hour question. The meeting was scheduled. We talked about scheduling this meeting on December 8th for today. And it is a roles and responsibilities / evaluation workshop, just as it was last year. Why it wasn't posted earlier, I don't know. However, on Monday, I requested another item be added to that agenda. It was not posted until yesterday. But we did arrange this meeting on December 8th. We can't discuss that now. We're going into closed session. Thanks. I can't discuss it. Adjourned to closed session.
because I'm not going to go into closed session without having a chance to speak to you directly. Mr. Lackey, Mr. Lackey is a gentleman who opposed me very strongly when I first came into this board, and over time has become a respected friend in the sense that I only see him here, and he does not dictate anything. Neither does anyone dictate anything I say or do. What I have to tell you is that there are people seated here who are fully aware that from the beginning, when the three of us actually fought very hard to get Mr. Carter here, we had to fight in a closed session against a lot of opposition. And those three people were Larry Christensen, President Ellen Adonizio, and myself. And the reason that you originally have this fine, talented person here was because of the battles we did then. Fast forward to today. As people in the audience can tell you, Kim, I believe, can tell you, Superintendent Carter can tell you, members of the staff can tell you, President Adonizio can tell you, a lot of people here can tell you, I remain and have been and will remain a supporter of Superintendent Carter.